So then you're discharged in 53, and then you come to Tulsa.
I came back to Tulsa, yep.
And then what did you do?
Well, I started my career, and I started freelancing, set up a studio. One of my brothers, a second older, Raleigh, we built a studio onto my folks' home out on 37th and Victor. In 43, we moved from 16th place to out on 3706 South Victor, which was at that time out in the country. There were probably maybe six houses or something in that whole area off of Utica, which dead-ended about 36th or 37th. But anyway, we built the studio on my folks' house there. Had a neat big north window and so forth. Then we rented an apartment over on 41st. They used to have these, what they called garden apartments. They were really neat, where the McGraw headquarters built the building now. There used to be garden apartments back in there, and all these young ex-GIs and young couples. I had a three-bedroom apartment there. I used one bedroom as a studio. And then I had that other one at my folks for other stuff. So I was just out hustling. I met some people, art directors around. One of my biggest things was the Loinger family, who owned the Oil and Gas Journal, all went to Christ the King. I met Mr. Loinger, his sons, and his sweet wife. So I got to do some covers for the Oil and Gas Journal, which was a big deal, full color. Then I got hooked up with Ford Time magazine. About three of us went together and had a studio downtown. We're all doing commercial illustrations and layouts and stuff for the different small advertising agencies that were here at that time. There weren't many. Then I was doing portraits. Then I started teaching some classes, anything to make a buck. Mm-hmm. You know?
So this would have been in the 60s.
Started in 53, 54.
All right.
Yeah. I first taught over at Philbrook, set up the first art classes at Philbrook. Because I started at Philbrook in 1939. I was one of their first students. They brought this man and wife team to Tulsa to start art classes. Then I came back after the Korean War, right. And Victor Hurt, who was then the director of Philbrook, asked me to have some classes over there. You know.
First a student and then become a teacher there.
Yeah.
That was neat.
Yeah.